Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
You can bet Bills fans are pulling for the Packers this weekend. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. I've always been amazed at how rabid Buffalo fans are for their pro football team. Yes, their Bills lost four straight Super Bowls in the early 1990s, but they have stuck with a team that has been pretty terrible over the next 25 years. Not now, that's over. The Bills have rebuilt under Sean McDermott, the former Wall Street trader and Panthers defensive coordinator, who has turned the Bills into a division winner and one game away from going back to the Super Bowl, if they can upset the Chiefs in Kansas City Sunday night. They may have a break if Patrick Mahomes is not 100% after his collision and concussion that knocked him out of the second half of the Chiefs' narrow win over the Browns. So the Bills have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl and would rather play the Packers for sure. Much of Buffalo's pain in this century has been administered by Tom Brady and the Patriots, who dominated the Bills and every other team in the AFC, and I know firsthand how much they hate the all-pro quarterback who moved to another conference when he signed with the NFC Buccaneers as a free agent. So they would much rather see Aaron Rodgers beat Brady in the Battle of the Bays in the first game Sunday for several reasons. They don't want to ever see their old nemesis again, especially against the Buccaneers in Tampa for Super Bowl 55. That would be like going to Foxborough, maybe worse, because the 43-year-old Brady would have be playing in warm weather. The Bills will continue to be good with Josh Allen, the heir apparent to Brady in the NFL, but making the Super Bowl has never been as easy as the Patriots made it seem. So if this is their chance to finally win the big game, the odds will be better against Rodgers and Green Bay rather than TB and the TB Bucks on their home field. Nothing would be worse for the long-suffering Buffalo faithful than to make it back to the Super Bowl with a chance to break the curse that began with Scott Norwood's infamous wide right field goal against the Giants in 1991 and lose again, especially if the defeat was dealt by the quarterback they have loved to hate for decades. This is Archansky. See ya.